You are now listening to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks, a prophetic blessings episode. Find a comfortable spot where you can revel and bask in the tangible, living presence of Jesus Christ in you. You can find more of these Firehouse Chronicles episodes, info on our ministry events, and all of our other resources at thefirehouseprojects.com. But for now, open your beautiful new creation heart and let the truth of His good news wash over you as we join together in fresh, blissful now words from Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hi, guys.
What's up, y'all? Hey, it's Matt and Katie Spinks coming with another Prophetic Blessings episode of the Firehouse Chronicles, which is going to be our weekly, or as often as we can, just times of releasing prophetic words, releasing the bliss, releasing the whack. Just want to encourage people in that now, just awareness of Jesus' presence and in New Covenant prophecy and stuff like that. So this is our second one of this particular kind of series. What's up, guys? Seeing people jump on here.
Hey, guys.
So we did it last Wednesday, and it's Wednesday again. We're going to try to keep it to Wednesday around noon, but we'll see. You know, just
life.
Keep abreast of things through our Facebook pages. But holy glory, let's just, yeah, start off this morning with a big drink of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Just tip your head back. We're in. Hey.
Yes.
There's nothing like this mystic presence that we have, this mystical life. It's real and living. It's more than just intellectual information. But it is the living presence, the living Shekinah. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. So this week, holy glory, we just want to release a few words, and we'll start with some general words. And then if anyone wants prophetic, ministry, we might get to you. We'll just be led by the Spirit. But hallelujah. I'll just repeat some of the things I was saying last week. I really felt like, and I've been feeling this for weeks, like there is a prophetic creativity. There's just a fresh creativity that's being ministered to the body of Christ right now to explode, like in a festival, like atmosphere in, I see it in movies. I see it in just like drawing and painting. And I see it in all kinds of like different spheres just breaking out. Even expression on the last week, I mentioned like fashion and stuff. So I'm excited about that. Like, I just wanted to repeat that one because I keep feeling it. We're about to see like some really cool artistic stuff break out in the body of Christ. Holy. Now, as I was praying about this week and just kind of feeling throughout the week, you know, honestly, a lot of times I just get words at random times throughout the week, and I just kind of try to like hold on to them to release them at different times. I just keep feeling, we're definitely in a wave of whack right now. And actually, our home community has been experiencing some really fresh, like, just, I don't even know, like, it's just been a lot of dancing, a lot of rolling around, a lot of laughing. I just felt like, it's a time where God is releasing revelation on how to just be hammered and live kind of aware of your spirit, aware of Christ in you and the bliss and the whack of being spiritual. And also at the same time, He's releasing this revelation, like the flip side of the coin of being like intellectual in a way. Like, I know that sounds funny, but... at the same time, he's like, he wants to, it's like a right brain and left brain revelation. Totally comfortable with being like hammered in the glory, just totally comfortable with laughing all day long, if that's what, you know, where God is taking you. But also like totally comfortable with like sitting through a productive business meeting or sitting through a productive class or, being very intentional. intellectual, theological, you know, just you know, aware of your spirit and aware of your body, aware of the natural, aware of the spiritual. So I don't know. I just want to kind of release that. There's, you know, a lot of times with prophetic words, you don't have all the language for it, but I think you hear what I'm saying. And this has been a message that I've kind of released a few times. But for some of you who've only leaned one side to the other, I think he's going to be releasing a fresh wave of like ability to function in both. If you know, there's a lot of people, like, you go to a prayer meeting and they get uncomfortable because they're uncomfortable with Holy Spirit in a way. Or there's some people, if you start like talking about theology, they get uncomfortable. Or you start talking about business or organization, they're like, I'm bored. I just want to laugh and be drunk. I feel like, anyway, he's releasing a revelation of both. Mm. What are you feeling, honey? Give my beloved a chance to share something.
The Holy Spirit's just teaching us about the pattern of heaven and manifesting it here on the earth. And as we see what the Father is doing in heaven, we're so inspired to manifest those things here on the earth. And that's creativity. That's that concentration ecstasies. He's building his kingdom here on the earth through us. And it's beautiful. It's exciting. And it's just manifesting the kindness and the compassion of Jesus here on the earth. And
so good. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're made for heaven, guys. We're in heaven and heaven is here on the earth.
Yes, we've been releasing a lot of words. I mean, which is really the gospel, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and just sharing with people that scandalous news recently. And actually, the next High on God podcast that we release is kind of about the heaven on earth realities and some of the questions that people have with that, and the glory of what that is to live in heaven on earth. So that's good. I've also been feeling for a lot of us right now, just God's releasing confidence, just a confidence, almost like a cocky confidence in a way, but that also acknowledges like the rest of the body of Christ, but like that you recognize how much you have to offer. I feel like there's so many of us that have been, you know, it's like, sit down, be humble, you know, and you just kind of felt like you were supposed to remain quiet. And there is a place for silent contemplation. There is a place for listening and staying humble. But I feel like right now he's also just wanting to release this this crazy confidence that you have something that no one else has. You are an expression of God that no one else has. And in a lot of ways, I think it might be a revelation of like what part you play in the body in a way, but being really confident to do it. Like, aren't you glad your hand isn't afraid of being a hand? Like, if it was shrinking back, you know, part of you would be, you know, severely hindered, you know? And so every part of the body is like, it's time for them to be that thing that they were meant to be. And so I just feel like there's a lot of confidence. God's removing insecurities right now and just giving you almost like a cocky confidence to be yourself, to be yourself, to be yourself. So I just want to release that word. Holy, holy, holy.
I want to echo that also. I was getting that confidence that Jesus is bringing. He's just giving you confidence of how much union you have with himself, that you are in him, that he is in you, and there's nothing stopping this glory from expressing itself through your life. And just reading in Philippians about Paul just forgetting about what's behind and looking forward, looking to Christ. And I just want to encourage you all to just forget about what you've done in the past that has no bearing. It has no pattern in the future. God's doing a new thing. He's expressing himself so refreshingly through our lives, and that you can just let go of that that old stuff that you thought was going to carry into the present.
Absolutely. So good. So good. Hallelujah. Man, I just feel so much bubbling up, dude. As we sit here, we're in the living presence of God, you know, and out of your bellies flowing rivers of living water.
Yeah.
Any of you, you know, this is the cool thing. Like, we want to encourage, like, the prophetic, and we want to, you know, encourage all the supernatural manifestations of Jesus. But what's cool is any one of us can walk in those. Any one of us right now, just feel that flow inside you. Mm-hmm. Just look at your hands. Heaven is in your hands. I just feel all kinds of words coming. I feel like the Lord's releasing new evangelistic whack. Like, some of you are going to find creative ways to just be sharing the gospel. I think some of you are called to the streets. And also there's going to be some that are just, you're going to have creative means of evangelism, like, even combining with that creativity word that we were just given. And so I just feel that bubbling up. I feel, I just feel, man, the bliss, dude.
Yeah.
The bliss.
Yeah.
The bliss, people.
Yeah. Any discouraged hearts out there, the Lord is releasing joy over them. Any discouragement is joy right now in Jesus' name.
I just feel the bliss, man.
It's bubbling.
Every day, dude. Every day. Every dang day. It's a real supernatural life that we're living. Hey, come on. Come on.
Woo.
There's just so much, man. The atmosphere is pregnant. The atmosphere where you sit is pregnant with glory.
Oh, yeah.
It's pregnant with glory.
She is goodness.
Yeah. So maybe we can take a couple minutes and just prophesy over some individuals here. I might have another word just to close out at the end, but who can we prophesy over? I know a few people were saying me. Just comment in the thread here. Mm-hmm. And if you're tuning in on YouTube or the podcast later, you can always send us a message during the week or try to tune in on Wednesdays around noon, and we're going to do this if you're missing this live. But
on the Facebook.
Okay, so Lisa was asking for a word. Lisa, hallelujah. Yeah, I just see you like on a high dive. I see you like kind of, maybe it's like intimidating to jump, like you're afraid to jump or something. And God's just saying like, this is something you can do. Like, there's a risk that you're about to take. And I feel like he's saying, you can do it. You got this. Like, this is it. Like, it's going to feel really good. You know how to dive. And yeah, so there's a risk he's taking, or that you're looking to take, and he's taking that with you. And so anyway, hallelujah.
Yeah, and I just see peace just washing over you, just overwhelming your mind and your heart. So
Thank
much
you,
peace.
Thank you, Father. That's Blowing. Good. That's good. Yeah, Lisa, I just see him like just enfolding you, wrapping you like a security blanket. In a way, just embracing you, just in such a massive embrace, Lisa. You're so loved. Sure. Do not fear. Man, there's so many people now wanting words. We might not get to everybody. We never do, but we're going to just follow the Holy Ghost. I saw Liesl was asking for a word earlier. Good friend of ours, Liesl. We love you so much. We love your mother's heart, your mama love. I just see him enfolding you as well. Like, you're just in the embrace. You're just being held so much right now. Like, you're just gonna feel that holding. You're gonna feel. I don't know. Like, I just feel like there's so many things that are gonna come in that embrace. In this, it's like a time. A real time of just embrace, of feeling held, of feeling kept, like,
holy. Yeah, I just see, every step that you make, there's just one tiny step that you're making, and it's just so restful and peaceful that you don't need to get ahead of yourself, you don't need to worry about yesterday, and you don't need to worry about tomorrow. Just those little steps that Holy Spirit's leading you in, and just so much peace. Just
That's
rest.
Good. Come on.
Rest for you.
So good. So good. All right. Let's see. Were there any others you saw that you wanted to take? Any? I will find some. I'm trying to scroll through these comments. We'll try to do you in order, but Chris Hudgens, bro. Love you, man. Our buddy from Lubbock. Love you, Chris.
Ooh,
hallelujah. I just see a turtle for you, bro. Turtle glory. I just see slow and steady wins the race, man. Slow and steady. And he's like, your life is hidden with Christ in God. You can always hide up in that shell of Jesus and be fully protected. slow and steady. I just see a heavy whack just descending on you, bro. Just like, just, I don't know, you just your awareness of the bliss increasing. It's a real time of just awareness of bliss. Just, hey, even right now, I just feel like your body is feeling more well, like health. Even areas you weren't sick, but there's a health coming over your body so much to the point that you're like in a body buzz, you're in body bliss. The bliss is going to come in your natural body, Chris. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I just see, what do I see? I see you like crossing these major things in your life. But like he said, it's just slow and steady. Like you don't need to hurry up and get a hold of what's on the other side, that Holy Spirit's just leading you as she does. And it's gentle and it's easy, and you don't need to feel rushed to grab hold of these things. Daddy's got you, and that truth is it's just bubbling inside of you, and it's expressing itself in due time, and there's no hurry, there's no rush in those things, and Daddy's so pleased with you. He's so happy.
Yeah, bro. I just feel like a healing whack just coming right now as we're praying. If you need healing, just receive. Just breathe it in. Just it was funny. I was sitting next to this lady in Scotland where we just were recently, and she had like some significant issues going on in her body. I think it was like one of her arms was like barely working or something. I can't remember the exact thing, but then I just felt to sit there, and kind of there was a cloud of glory manifesting in the meeting and stuff. And the pastor messaged like after we'd left and said, that lady you were sitting next to reported significant healing in her body related to that stuff. And it was so cool. We didn't even lay hands on anybody or whatever, but it was just the cloud itself does the healing. So I just feel like right now, if you need healing, we just release it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. That the body buzz of heaven would just manifest that wholeness in your life.
Just believe minds are being healed, just chemicals being regulated, the chemicals in your body.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, that's
being
good.
Being healed in Jesus'
brains
name.
Brains in Jesus' name. Brain chemicals.
Just that the Lord is releasing just his thoughts, overwhelming you with his thoughts. And
depression go in Jesus' name.
Well, you're not controlled by what you think, but you're just held by his thoughts about you. Ooh. Every thought he has about you is healing you right now in Jesus' name.
So our buddy Andrew Duft was asking for a word. Andrew, holy, holy, holy. Yeah. I just see him dancing with you, bro. I just see like you're learning the dance of both the following and leading. Like sometimes the dance is, it's like, we know Jesus is our Lord and our leader. And so he's the primary leader of the dance. He's the Lord of the dance. But then there's sometimes where he's like, he lets us lead because he likes the interaction, the give and take. He likes relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I just see him, dancing with you, Andrew, giving you opportunities where I think there were things you were asking him for. Like, what do I do here? And he's saying, what do you want to do here? What do you want to do here? I'm not a type of leader that just wants to control your every move. I don't want robots, but I love this relationship and this mutual submission. I love this dance. And so he's given you an opportunity to lead as well.
Yeah, and I just see just something coming, and it's just like a breath of fresh air. It's just relieving any kind of pressure that you've been feeling, just breathing in the stress-free power of Jesus.
Thank you,
just blow Holy Spirit on Andrew in Jesus' name.
So good. So good. Hallelujah. Our buddy Peter. Peter, man, we met in Portland, bro. It was so good to see you. Hallelujah. Just want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. I just see things cracking off of your mind, just mindsets cracking right now in Jesus' name. Just new revelation of Jesus. Just new, like things that were, holding you back are breaking off right now. Just things that you thought were so real, all of a sudden just fading away, and you're seeing the true reality of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I feel like there was financial stuff you've been waiting for. God's opening up, removing financial burdens, just giving you means to provide, giving you opportunities, you're going to be flowing in finance like never before, bro. I see you funding creative projects, I don't know. I see you sailing for some reason. I see you like on a boat. I see you on the high seas. Hallelujah.
The fellowship.
Yeah. Are you getting anything for Peter? It's okay if you don't. It's fine.
Peter, I just see just the increase of the fruits of the Spirit just manifesting even more in
Thank
a greater
you,
measure in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank fruity.
Thank you, Lord.
Taste and see.
Thank you for Peter. Thank you, Lord. We just bless you, man. We say you're needed in the body of Christ. We want you and we need you in the body, Peter. Lauren Kerrigan, hallelujah. She said, I could use a word. I'm struggling. Just see you being enveloped in that honey hug of heaven. I just see you being enveloped. I know we gave this word a few times this morning, but I feel like the Lord's just embracing so many different individuals right
Thank
now. He's embracing
Father.
Us all, right? But this is, just a time to lean back, Lauren, and just be carried. You don't have to be so strong, you know, when we're weak, he's strong. And in fact, like even Paul said, he's glorified in our weakness. And so, just take a deep breath.
Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Let yourself be carried right now, Lauren. And, just be still and know.
Yay.
Hey, be still and know. And he's meeting your financial needs as well. I feel like there's opportunities that are going to come. And he's showing you how to just make healthy choices and make the right decisions. And it's going to be okay. It's not too late for you. Your financial situation isn't like, it's not too late. I don't know. It's just fresh windows opening, fresh doors opening, and just let him carry you through these. You are able, you are competent. He's given us all we need for life and godliness, a sound mind. We release all that revelation over you in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Rest and be carried.
Rest in Jesus' name.
Glory, 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 glory. Jonas says, please don't prophesy over me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Michelle, our friend Michelle, said she'd love a word. Love you, Michelle. It was so good hanging with you on our Euro tour. You are held.
You are full. You're full of Jesus.
You're an OG in the glory, Michelle. You know more than you know.
That's the truth. You know more than you know. It's in.
I just feel like there's some fresh revelation in the scriptures right now for you too. You're just going to be reading the Bible. There's just maybe some Bible passages he's really highlighting, things he's wanting to show you in the scriptures. That are just going to solidify your heart. They're just going to give you comfort and confidence. In fact, I'm reminded of 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It just talks about the God of all comfort. I just see him having you in 2 Corinthians again. I see him having you in the book of Hebrews. I don't know, just things to check out. And I feel like that confidence word was for you too, Michelle. Like there's, hallelujah, just a lot of confidence growing. He's removing controversy from your life, and he's just replacing it with confidence, just to do your thing. girl, just do your thing and stay with it. He's protecting you.
He's increasing your trust. Glory. I just see the Father just increasing his trust. He trusts you, and he's revealing his trust in you, that you can trust him and just be at peace.
Thank you, Father. So good, so good. Pamela Freedom says she wants a word. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Pam. Yeah.
Whoa, so much joy over you, Pamela. So much joy. Just see it raining down. Just joy. Just a downpour. Just pour it out, Father. That joy you have over Pamela, that delight. Thank you, Father. Have over her, let her feel it, drink it in. Pamela, you are delighted in. You are the Father's delight. You are his pleasure, Pamela.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. I just keep seeing like flags, banners. I think the flags represent just freedom. Mm. Well, I guess that's in your name, isn't it? Pamela Freedom. I just see like flags and the freedom, and also like his banner over me is love. His banner over me is joy. Joy is the flag. Anyway, love you, Pam. You're good. Everything's going to be okay. John Dutton, love you, buddy. He says, me and my coworker, Joe. We just released joy unspeakable over you guys. Yeah, just continued joy, joy, a stability. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's stability in Joe. This is for you, buddy. John Dutton's coworker, Joe. There's stability in your home, man. He's really bringing stableness in your home. I just see you just praying in your home, man. I just see you like... I see you as a leader, Joe. God has such a powerful, I just see you even like ministering in churches, but just like kind of starting a church in your home. Like your house is going to be church, bro. Just the church starts, you know, with us. Like we're having church right now. But you're just going to be doing church in your house, and you're going to be leading. But it's going to come out of that place of stability in your family Yeah, just glory in your family life. And for you, Johnny, too, I think there is just there's something about that family glory. He's given you a confidence in your family, bro. Just things will feel very chill. We release such a family glory, man. Mm. Just cool stuff going on. Peace.
Glory.
I think that's the word. Peace in your family and a real just settledness happening there. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord, that you have so many words for us. It's so easy to get words. So easy. Thank you, Lord. We're trying to catch up with... It's like 1,000 people wanting words here. Let's see. Yeah. Thank you for all this praying with us. We love you. You got so many people tuning in. You're so drunk. That might be all the words we have. I don't know. As far as individuals, probably just bring it to a close. We're going to keep doing these though, and we're going to keep releasing stuff. If you are encouraged by this, firstly, just subscribe on our YouTube, follow us on Facebook if you haven't already. We have the Firehouse Projects Facebook. And if you're blessed, would you consider donating? Go to thefirehouseprojects.com/donate. We do all kinds of ministry full time. Most of you know that. Our ministry is called the Firehouse Projects. We're doing stuff all over the world, just preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We're starting a children's home in Nepal. We have all kinds of events coming up. If you believe in this kind of thing and you want to see glory, wax, supernatural, with high Christology revelation being released to the nations, then team up with us. Maybe even become a monthly partner at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate. I will say one last thing as we're in these prophetic blessings. I just want to say that we're in a time right now where Holy Spirit is really highlighting the revelation of in Christ and the vicarious man.
Yeah.
I just keep feeling that everywhere I go. Like we always preach the gospel, which the vicarious man is the gospel. Jesus Christ is the gospel. But right now, like, I feel like there's a specific just kind of emphasis to get revelation. If I'm saying this and you don't know what I'm talking about, or you're just not sure, I just feel like he's going to be revealing that. And it's the time to dive in to the revelation of what it means to be in Christ and Christ in us. What it means that when Jesus lived, he didn't just live as a man, but he lived as all of humanity. He died as all of humanity. He resurrected as all of humanity. And that everything that Jesus is in right now is what you have access to. And so, like, we're not just here to release like the goosebumps, fun, prophetic word, but that when you realize who you are in Christ, you're plugged in to a continuous flow of Abba, Jesus, and Holy Spirit experience in your life. And your life can literally feel like heaven on earth. You feel God all the time. You're walking in the supernatural. You're able to prophesy over your family and friends. You're able to flow in all the things that Jesus flowed in, because you realize it isn't about this progressive growth pattern of you becoming more spiritual. Like many of you might even say right now, well, I don't feel that spiritual, like I could prophesy. But instead of associating with your experience, you begin to associate with his experience. You're not walking by your faith, which may, you know, rise and fall. You're walking in his faith, in his life. You died his death. It's no longer about your death to self. But there is so much revelation in the fact that you are in the vicarious man. And so I just released that as a prophetic word. You know, some people are looking for big sham wow words, like who's going to win the Super Bowl, or, you know, tell me my phone number and address. That's cool. But what's the greatest word of all time? Jesus, and Holy Spirit is primarily and always pointing to Jesus, and there is no mixture in his prophetic message. And so we're excited to prophesy words. We're going to be given more and more, you know, I mean, we want to flow in all of it, right? Don't you want to flow in all the fullness of Christ? And that starts with your ultimate prophetic word remaining.
Yeah.
This Christological shift, this Christological awakening that's happening right now to who we are in him and who he is in us. And so
that's such good news.
Yeah.
I mean, Holy Spirit is bringing the revelation of this union to us. Like, the power is in the gospel. The power is here. Holy Spirit is empowering us with the truth of this union, empowering you with the truth of this union, that you can walk fully in him, in Christ, always, every day.
No distance and no delay.
The joy of the Lord unspeakable.
Yeah, and so you're not always trying to become more spiritual, but you know, because of what Jesus did, everyone watching this broadcast is in the same place. We're in Christ. It's not big spiritual giants and little weak spiritual people. Each and every one of us has the fullness of the kingdom inside of us, and we can walk in that. And so thanks for tuning in, guys. We're gonna have lots more videos and stuff. Check out all of our events coming up. We're gonna be in Texas in just a few weeks. Catch a plane ticket, book a hotel, and come out to our meetings in Texas. We'll be in Iowa pretty soon right after that. We're going to be doing stuff in Ohio, in Canada. So check out all our events at thefirehouseprojects.com. And consider giving today if you believe in this type of stuff. And I think that's about all we have.
Yeah.
Love you guys so much.
Love you guys. Love to party in heaven with you.
Amen. We will do this again next Wednesday around noonish. Hallelujah. Love you guys. Till we meet again.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Firehouse Chronicles with Matt and Katie Spinks. Check out all of the events and other Grace and Glory resources we've been inspired to host at thefirehouseprojects.com. There's so much brewing right now. Also, Matt and Katie do ministry full-time with the support of partners like you. So if you're blessed by our ministry, would you consider becoming a monthly partner or making a one-time donation at thefirehouseprojects.com/donate? The more partnership we have, the more resources and nations we get to reach with this glorious good news. So thank you so much. Cheers, deep drinks, and until next time.